You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Gutierrez, Kalashaw, Adande, and Blackstone. Legendary war horses of this program who have learned to adapt to new rules their whole careers. Well, today, those rules don't apply. The optics situation with the Sixers is seriously problematic. The baseballs and the narratives are flying out in the ALCS. So since we're all in the conversation, say it with me together now on three. This catch from Julio Jones was what? One, two, three. Ely! Let's go around the horn.
Oh, I'm free again.
Seriously, Ely.
What a show.
Is there any other time?
Unshackled.
We're all in trouble.
When the book on Ben Simmons' career as a Sixer is written, it very may well end up being titled Conduct Detrimental to the Team. Today, head coach Doc Rivers threw him out of practice 3 days after he showed up to finally train with his team. He's now suspended for the team's season opener against the Pelicans tomorrow. We're in debacle mode with teammates who have stopped being polite and are definitely getting real. Here's Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid.
Right now, I'm telling you, our team is focused.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. Our job is not to babysit somebody.
In a word, yikes. J.A., what are we supposed to make of this situation in Philadelphia?
I won't say it's unsalvageable. We've seen worse splits and they've come back together, but usually when they come back together, it's after some time apart. I'm thinking Kobe Bryant and Phil Jackson, who basically weren't on speaking terms, in which you had the phrase, I don't care, and after Phil went away, they came back and it worked. What I'm stunned by is the miscalculations on both sides. Simmons and his camp thought it'd be good to stay away, and that didn't work out, and then the Sixers thought it'd be good to bring him back in, and that hasn't worked out. Neither side knows what they're doing here.
A.B.?
I think it's been clear from the very get-go that Ben Simmons was not going to be a part of this. He was not going to let Doc Rivers invite him back, the team invite him back, and just let bygones be bygones. I would say that's a maturity problem because people have been criticized before, and one of the criticisms of Doc Rivers of Ben Simmons after the playoffs was that he needs to get in the gym and do work. And if you're a player, you can say, you know what, he's absolutely right, and that's what I'm going to do. And to your point, J.A., plenty of time has elapsed here. You would think they would get over it, but it is clear that he is not over this. He's not going to be a 76er.
Is he?
This would be the highlight of the book, Clinton. This would be, you know, the one thing that everybody wants to read more details on. I mean, we've seen Jimmy Butler do the thing where he had the crazy practice in Minnesota to get himself out of here. We've seen Kobe do a couple things. J.A. mentioned he and Phil Jackson not being on speaking terms, but he also went off on Mitch Kupchak after a practice to try to create change. And this is Ben's next move. And it doesn't seem like a great one, but the details of wearing sweatpants and having your cell phone in your pocket is legendary. That's going to be talked about for years. Years and years and years. And so I don't know if it's a good move. I think what makes this unique is he's got so many years left on his contract, and you got Daryl Morey, who is not going to budge. He wants a star in return. I'm curious as to what those other players are thinking. Like, if they're wondering if Morey should, you know, go ahead and give up on that hope and just get a couple players in here, because we're already focused, like Doc said, let's just get into the season without this big distraction.
Last and around the horn investigation has shown that it wasn't a cell phone. It was a tag from a practice jersey, but those details don't matter when we're dealing with the story. Tim Kalashaw, your thoughts.
You know, all of us here have been in arguments with fans who say, I'm sick of pro sports, the players are overpaid, and we try to patiently explain the TV money, the owners, these guys are getting what they deserve. But you know what? Some guys are overpaid. And Ben Simmons at $35 million a year for 5 years, the way he played and the way he finished the playoffs for that team, afraid to take a layup because he might get fouled because he can't shoot free throws, he's overpaid, and I don't know what he thinks he's going to accomplish with these trade demands coming off his worst season. It's made it impossible. I don't feel sorry for Daryl Morey. He's got to do something, but he's not going to get a star player for Ben Simmons at this point in time.
Is he? One more thing.
if it was me, if I'm Ben Simmons, I'm just coming into these practices shooting every time I touch the ball. It's like, hey, you want me to do this? Cool. I'm just going to shoot. You think I'm no good? Go ahead and trade me for some terrible player because this is not going to work out the way you want it to.
AB, last word. Well, if I'm Ben Simmons, I'm coming in to pick up that paycheck, $8.3 million, and right now he is flushing it down the drain. Just show up, show your trade value, and move on.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is if Ben Simmons doesn't want to play basketball, he doesn't have to play basketball, except that means you don't get paid. Moving right along, what a night in Nashville. A wild one in which all the stars showed out. We had a leaping Josh Allen, the aforementioned outrageous grab. That might be a snag from Jones. Derrick Henry barreling through defenders like revelers on Broadway, and Stephon Diggs hitting the Omarion challenge in the end zone. I know y'all don't know what that is, but whatever, we love to see it. But the game came down to a fourth down call from the Bills, and, well, it slipped away as the Titans held strong on defense. Tim, is that decision what cost Buffalo this game? And did last night's game change your outlook on either team?
Look, the defense cost them the game. They didn't force a single Titans punt after the first quarter, and that's incredible given how Buffalo had played. But I hated that call. Once you don't make it on third down, you need to go ahead and tie
Thank
it.
You.
And I hate once you're going for it.
Thank you.
Going with the quarterback sneak. We've seen the Cowboys. We think Dak Prescott was in the end zone, but you can't always see where a quarterback goes on a quarterback sneak. You might gain the half yard and not get credit for it because it's just a pile of bodies. That was the second time Josh Allen had tried to run a little to the left and got blown up doing it. This time he slipped. It was a bad play all around.
AB, your thoughts?
It was fourth and less than one. Do you realize that Josh Allen in his career had seen that same situation 14 times, and 14 times they ran it, and 13 times he made it, and the only time he didn't make it was a botched snap. So this was a perfect opportunity for them. And I don't care what happened earlier in the game, this was the right move to make. You play to win the game, not to tie it up.
Didn't work, though, obviously. Yeah. That's the whole idea of what we're talking about. He got blown up on the play before. You never know what's going to happen. J.A., what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you also don't know what's going to happen if you go into overtime. You're basically turning it into a coin toss situation because your defense hadn't shown the ability on the previous seven Titans possessions. They had scored on all except the time they kneeled at the end of the half. So if you don't trust your defense there, you got to be able to trust your offense to get a half of a yard or a few inches. So I understand the call based on the way the game was going, not necessarily about percentages, but by the way the game was going.
Izzy, your thoughts on that fourth down call?
Yeah, and this is a team that had a couple of shutouts on its resume so far, Buffalo did. And so they're getting run over by Derrick Henry. They're like, you know what? We're really good. We can't stop him. Let's go ahead and try to get this half yard and maybe a touchdown and not have to deal with a potential Derrick Henry drive based on a coin flip. So, yeah, I absolutely love the decision. Don't love the call so much. It was a little too easy when you got Josh Allen back.
All right, KB, back in. I was a little jumpy. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, you were a little jumpy. Come on, I'm your D.C. homie. And not there. Only that, but you're going up against a defense that is not that great. I mean, they're 24th in points scored or allowed this year, too. That's not a great defensive line. They should have made that first down.
All right, we're going to get back to the other question I asked. And, Tim, we'll start with you. Does this change how you feel about either one of these teams, in terms of their season going forward?
Maybe a little bit on Tennessee, because that loss to the Jets had to have people a little concerned about what the range was for the Titans. I picked Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl. I still think they're capable of it, but they got to look at their situation today and say, we should be 6-0. There's no way we should have lost to the Steelers that game we led the whole way, and there's no way we should have lost this game. We're doing something wrong here.
J.A., did you see anything from Tennessee you liked?
Definitely from the Titans, because they won a game that they're not supposed to win. They're supposed to get ahead of you and then grind you down with a steady diet of Derrick Henry. Guess what? They didn't have the ball with the lead until the very last possession of the game with 12 seconds left. They were playing from behind basically the entire night every time they got the ball. And guess what? They were up to the challenge. That's impressive.
Is he?
Yeah, I think their identity, meaning Tennessee, can actually win some playoff games, can get them through the postseason. I think with that first game of the season, you're a little confused on Tennessee. What are they exactly? Well, look at Derrick Henry's last five games. That's the team they are. They can definitely win with that style in the AFC. Buffalo, I think they can remain overwhelming at times and just need a little bit more consistency. But I think with Tennessee, my opinion on them changed a little bit because they started the season off a little confused.
And Professor Blackstone, the Honorable.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tennessee's got to feel good about the fact they put up 34 points on the best defense in the league right now, and that they were able to do some ball control, which they should be able to do with a guy like Derrick Henry. They got to feel good going forward. Although I think they got Kansas City coming up next, a little mad, so could be problematic.
All right, got to dock you a point here, J.A. There were 7 lead changes in this game. Okay, so they didn't just have a thing. Anyway.
Yeah, but every time, no, I'm saying every time they got the ball, they didn't have the lead.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you points.
They like to play with the lead. They didn't have it with the ball.
There's your horn. Here's your break. Gutierrez 14, Kalishaw 16. Can't even read these other scores because let me take my glasses off. Oh, there we go. Blackstone, you've got 12. And Adonde's got 12 too. There's your horn. Here's your break. Dang. By ourselves next. I'm Clinton Yates.
Why am I helping Adonde get a point?
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Salami. It's a wonderful meat, and it's available aplenty for the Red Sox these days. Boston became the first team to hit 3 grand slams in a series on their way to clobbering the Astros 12-3, breaking the series tie. They're up a game with 2 left at home in the series, and this thing could be over before the Astros make it back to Houston. Tim, what's been your number one takeaway from the series so far?
I believe it's grown strong around here, sir. And the Red Sox have 20 home runs. No other team has more than 9 in the postseason. I really thought the Astros had better pitching, even without McCullers. That obviously lowered it. But I thought they had better pitching than Boston because Boston's starting pitching was such a mess. But it hasn't even been close. Houston's pitching has just been getting crushed.
I believe that's the point and the match, Goldfinger. J.A.
Well, like the beer sign, maybe we should readjust it to Slamuel Adams, right? The way the Red Sox are going. But to me, the revelation in this series is maybe we're getting past the era when the response to something is to throw a beanball at him. So I like the fact that Eduardo Rodriguez mocked Carlos Correa's, you know, watch tapping gesture. Alex Cora got mad at him, but guess what? Correa was okay with it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'd rather have somebody mocking my wrist tap than throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at my head if he's mad at what I did.
KB, your thoughts on Fenway and what's happened there?
646 slugging percentage over the first 3 innings, 377 batting average over the first 3 innings. If they can't throw cold water on that as a pitching staff from the Astros, they cannot play against this Red Sox team. And then not only that, but you saw the heart of that team. The Astros go, I think, 0-for-12 last night. You know, Bregman's got to get going. Gurriel's got to get going. If they can't, they're done.
Izzy, the Astros, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, J.D. Martinez keeps being such a huge part of this team since he's come back. Kike Hernandez, I mean, I don't understand what he's doing exactly out of nowhere. Man, you talk about that Astros pitching staff. You got Zach Greinke in this game tonight. Man, he's been suffering against or struggling against righties this season. And those two guys right there, J.D. Martinez and Kike Hernandez, they might continue to light it up against him. Doesn't look good for them.
Tim, is this a must-win tonight?
Pretty musty. Pretty musty for Houston. I think if they're down 3-1,
come on,
they're not going to win tomorrow. What's wrong with that?
Pretty musty? A lot of things are wrong with pretty musty. We're looking for an answer.
Nothing wrong with that.
J.A.
Tim, you said musty. How about rusty? Zach Greinke's only thrown a total of 49 pitches in his last two appearances. Is he ready to eat some innings up in this game? I don't even know if we ask our starters to do that anymore, but I don't think Greinke's capable of it.
Maybe.
Must or go home. That's what this game is all about tonight with the Astros. Otherwise, yeah, if they don't get it going tonight, they're done.
Is he?
Yeah, for nothing else, just to get that pitching staff in order. But that's requiring, like J.A. said, a long game out of Greinke. I don't know if you can get that today.
All right. Moving on. You could call the lead up to the 75th season of the NBA, I don't know, Jordan-esque. I'm kidding. In all seriousness, the talent in this league is off the charts, and we get it underway tonight. Nets versus Bucks, picking up the Eastern Conference, where the Eastern Conference semis ended last year. Durant towing that line. Kyrie not towing the line now. By the way, speaking of children, Giannis is multitasking these days, and we love to see it.
I have to go take care of my kid back home. He needs me right now. So let's make this as quick as possible.
Well, how excited are you?
I'm very excited.
Does the East run through Milwaukee or Brooklyn, KB?
Oh, it runs through the champions. You just put it up there. Why would it run through Brooklyn? They haven't won anything. They're down a player. Not only that, remember, the Bucks are picking up DiVincenzo again, a starter from last year who got hurt at the end of the year. They get Grayson Allen. They lose P.J. Tucker for toughness. They get George Hill. So absolutely runs through.
Is he?
Yeah, I think it's definitely through the Bucks. I mean, look, you've got a Giannis who's sort of unlocked, right? All that pressure is gone. The jump shot you've seen in the preseason, he seems to be pulling up and hitting that. So if you're going to tell me I've got a freer, offensively improved Giannis Antetokounmpo, yeah, I'm taking the Bucks to repeat.
Tim Kalishaw.
I was at a baseball's owners' meetings in the 80s when the Cardinals were champs. Whitey Herzog was asked, does the World Series run through New York with the Mets? I can't repeat any of the words Whitey Herzog said in that answer. Blackstone is right. It goes through Milwaukee till further notice.
Whitey Herzog.
J.A.
That's great.
Why did you use a story which you can't quote Whitey Herzog? That literally had no purpose whatsoever.
I'm going to go with the Bucks as well.
I mean, I always talk about age 27 is the leap season when the great players really ascend to another level. This is Giannis's age 27 season, plus the boost that comes with the confidence from knowing you can win a championship rather than speculating.
All right, moving on to the Western Conference. We've got a huge sports day in L.A. The Warriors come to town to face the Lakers, and one team is putting itself back together again, Golden State, while the other is sort of building the plane as they fly, Los Angeles. Does the West run through California, J.A.?
California. Yeah, it's definitely going to be through California. I think the Warriors start ahead right now just because the Lakers are incorporating 11 new players. But the Warriors get to add Klay Thompson later on. So I really don't think tonight is any indication of what we'll see. But I think the Lakers eventually get past the Warriors.
KB.
Yeah, kind of leaning towards that way. I mean, the Lakers were pretty good, 21-7. Well, I mean, but, you know, you got Phoenix out there. Let's not forget about what Phoenix was doing at the end of last year. That was the last team we saw from the West. Still an extremely good team.
Izzy.
Yeah, look, I think people are going a little hard on the Warriors here. Okay, you've got Nikola Jokic, MVP on Denver. You got Phoenix, the team that was the Western Conference champion. You got Utah, the team that was the number one seed. And yet we're putting, because we love Steph Curry, don't get me wrong there, but we're putting them here as one of the top two seeds here. Let's let a little play out before we go ahead and put them back in that championship mode.
Tim Kalishaw, your thoughts.
The Lakers are older than my story about Whitey Herzog. Put them down at number five. It starts with Phoenix, Utah, Dallas, Denver. That's your top four. You worry about California later.
I love this. Tim's got the hottest take out there. California working their way into it, not out of it. Oh, look at that. Izzy, I'm sorry. Thanks for showing up and playing hurt, brother. We appreciate you. Senor.
Still the best looking panelist on the show.
Thank you. Izzy is a member of the Handsome Man community. I really do appreciate that. Mr. Professor, gotta go. See you later. Coming up, J.A., Tim Kalishaw. Ooh. Should be a fun one.
A little rivalry.
Tired of of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Two Titans of Horn, number 2 and number 5 in all-time wins. But head-to-head, this is the 80th matchup between them. J.A. has 43 and Kalishaw has 36. It's time for showdown. All right, here we go. The Yankees were bounced in the wild card game this year, and rumors about Aaron Boone's managerial demise were apparently greatly exaggerated. He's been renewed as the skipper in the Bronx, a 3-year deal no less. Is this a surprising decision to you, Tim?
Not really. When you're looking for left-handed bats and you go to the Rangers for Joey Gallo and Rougned Odor, maybe your problem isn't the manager. Maybe the general manager is the one who has let you down and why you only have one World Series win in the last 20 years. Okay.
Exactly. He wasn't failing miserably. The players seemed to like him and vouch for him. And he'd already completed just 4 years. This was 25% of his managerial experience. So why not try a little stability? That's a new tactic in the Bronx.
I think Kalishaw's got this right. Their roster construction is just a debacle. Homers, strikeouts. Well, that means you're not going far in the playoffs. Point Kalishaw. Next topic. Baker Mayfield is nothing if not tough. After going down with a brutal injury against the Cardinals, a game in which he was sacked 5 times, we now have news that he's getting a second opinion on his MRI results. And Coach Stefanski is waiting on those before naming him the starter Thursday night. J.A., should the Browns be taking this much risk with their franchise quarterback?
No, if it seems like you finally got a quarterback that you can build around that's going to be there for a while, it's not about this game and maybe not even about this season. Sit tight so you won't have to add to that lengthy list of Browns quarterbacks. We've all seen the photo. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, it's a short week. They got 10 more games after this. He would have no Nick Chubb to give the ball to. He would have no Kareem Hunt to give the ball to. And Stefanski got to an NFC title game with Case Keenum in Minnesota as coordinator.
All my boys in college are from Cleveland, and they have those shirts and those lists. Bro, you cannot mess with that legacy. Point, J.A. Final showdown. The WNBA champion Chicago Sky are celebrating their title this afternoon with a parade in Chicago. It's following their victory, of course, over the Phoenix Mercury. After that win, opponent Diane Taurasi was so fired up that she broke a door at Wintrust Arena. Well, that door is part of the festivities today, too. Tim, fair or foul on this championship troll?
Oh, definitely fair. This is the Chicago Sky's first title. They're making a name for themselves in that city. And when you've got one of the two or three greatest women's players of all time kicking in a door because she's so angry to lose to you, display that. Show that. That's like a ring.
Yeah, not only is it fair, they should have Diana Taurasi sign the door, just like the Warriors had Dirk Nowitzki sign the wall that he dented after he threw a chair at it when the Warriors beat the Mavericks in 07. Sign it, Diana.
There's no chance that she's doing that, but she's been kicking doors in her whole career. Tim Kalishaw, yep. Showdown is yours.
Kick in the door.
Oh, very nice. Shout out and happy 65th birthday to Martina Navratilova. I would argue perhaps the greatest true American athlete of my lifetime. You know about the 18 Grand Slams and the so many doubles Grand Slams. But here's the deal. 18 years old from Czechoslovakia, playing in the U.S. Open, playing Chris Evert. She knows when this tournament's over, she's meeting secretly to seek asylum in this country. Imagine doing that at 18. She had to do that, leave her family, become naturalized, become an American citizen, work for that, and still one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in any sport.
That's going to do it, folks. Thanks for coming around. We're on a 23-and-a-half-hour break. See you tomorrow. I took some early work. Let's get a ground ball.
Ground slam.
Gang, you're out of there, buddy.
Happy Hour is presented by DirecTV Stream.